are listening to Perpetual Sin Podcast, where we discuss various things in the world. Sinful, evil, past, present, and future. I am co-host Jason.
I am Joshua Momrapugan.
And Josh, we have a very special guest on our show today,
yes,
do we not?
Do.
Please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is John, and I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, John, we've been trying. I know you're a busy man. We've been trying to get you on our podcast, so it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show.
You did have a secret Marvel appearance once.
Once. But yeah. Seriously, no, I'm glad if the stars aligned and I was able to be here today.
Hell yeah. All right, John, so you know the theme of our podcast, but we'll get into that in a minute. You know, how would you like to introduce yourself to our audience, right?
Sure.
Who are you? What are you all about?
So I'm a sinner.
Well, you're on the right
first,
show.
First and foremost, I'm human. And I enjoy being an advocate for certain things, a show curator and artist, and someone who loves imbibing things like beer and bourbon.
So there you go. That's so sinful of you. Yeah. There's a whole part of the world that considers any form of alcohol like just absolutely indulgent sin. You're going straight to hell.
John, we're not Catholic priests. You don't have to hold back.
Thank God.
No, don't.
Yeah, no, so I mean, obviously, I mentioned you before, like, I've done, you know, you mentioned you do show curation, you're a big part of why I've been able to read tarot cards at so many shows, so for that I express my gratitude and respect.
Well, I was happy to push you in that direction, and you took it from there.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else you want to sort of introduce yourself with, or we can just get right into the stock questions of Perpetual Sin?
Honestly, let's go to the stock questions.
Okay. So, John, I know we just touched on this a little bit, but do you consider yourself as someone who lives sinfully, and how?
So, yes. Obviously, I opened up with I'm a sinner, and literally, I believe every single one of us is a sinner on some level.
There you go.
Whether or not, you know, you're making little white lies to your coworkers or your friends, or you're imbibing lots of alcohol, or perhaps you're going around normal systems to circumvent certain other things.
Okay. So, what would you say is the most sinful thing in the world today?
Oh, the most sinful thing in the world today?
Yeah. Yeah, I know the cast is wide, man, but anything that comes to your mind is like the most sinful or, for that matter, evil or troubling sinful thing in the world.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the war in Ukraine right now. That, I think, the conquest to just kill endless numbers of people to get some more land from another country because you feel it's yours. I think that that's evil, and thus it's sinful.
Okay.
Or is everything sinful evil?
Well, okay, that's another sort of one of our stock questions. By the way, I love that answer. That's Josh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. What would you say?
Filling you full of coffee. You keep answering questions. Yeah. Plenty more where that came from.
I definitely needed it. So
I don't want to tell you what's in that coffee. But by the way, this episode is brought to you by Death Wish Coffee.
You brought up an interesting sort of thing at the end of your answer there. So what would you say, if any, is the difference between sin and evil?
Well, sin, I don't know, that's kind of a very theoretical, very philosophical, I can't even say the word, but
it's okay.
It's a very philosophical thing that you could go back and forth on.
Sure.
You know, evil is not good. So what is good? You know, evil would be probably something that is devious in nature, that's trying to screw you over, or that's trying to hurt someone, or that's trying to steal or lie or cheat in some fashion.
Okay.
You know, stealing the lives of millions of people because you want some land, in the case of Ukraine, is evil and sinful. But that's a very perspective thing. Whose perspective is that in?
On a mass scale. How would you feel sin and evil on a small scale?
On small scale, just someone that goes out of their way to make someone else's life miserable.
Okay. I would agree that that's evil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruining someone else's life.
And they may not even, the person that's doing that evil act may not even realize that they're evil in their nature, or that they're doing something that's evil. But, you know, compassion, love, kindness, those are things that I affiliate with good. And it's the opposite of those things that are bad.
I totally agree.
So, but yeah. Did I answer the question?
I think so. I guess I've got a follow-up. Josh, you got anything?
Not right now.
Okay.
Interviews are always weird for me. I'm always like the quiet one, just adding random color every now and then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, I'm just always so serious. I'm just like, drink my coffee. Eventually,
cheers.
I'll say something important.
Coffee.
Brought to you by Death Wish Coffee.
So yeah, no, I, John, I think I completely agree. Josh, would you agree on John and like what John had to say about like the nature of evil? Yeah. What is evil, right? Yeah. So we're on the same page there, I think. But the reason why I asked people the difference between sin and evil is you started out by saying, yes, I'm a sinner. And then you gave examples of because you drink beer and yada yada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, there are in the opinions of many people, that is a sinful thing. But that is not the same as true evil, which I think very few people would disagree about, which is like killing, hurting, stealing from people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask the question again. Do you see why I asked the question, the difference between the two? Do you think there is a difference between sin, in the broadest category you want to take it, and evil?
I commented earlier that sinning is, or being evil is sinning, and sinning is evil. I think the two things are the same thing, but so just because you sin doesn't mean that you're evil.
Okay, okay. So one implies the other, but not necessarily but the other.
Again, way. Like evil and sin is sometimes a perspective of someone's perspective in life.
Okay.
Where they grew up, what religion they were raised under, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
You know, women in the United States don't have to cover their faces.
Okay. And, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think restricting someone's rights and not giving them, you know, what everyone else gets, I think that's a sin. But that's my perspective. Then it's a personal thing what certain people find sinful and what's not sinful.
I totally agree. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So, John, you know us. You are on a podcast where the two hosts are Satanists. You are not a Satanist. So, just, again, totally off the cuff, you can say whatever you want. What does Satanism, when you hear the word, I'm a Satanist, or what does the idea of being a Satanist or Satanism mean to you?
I'm more intelligent on this very question after talking to you about this.
Fair enough.
You know, raised Catholic as a kid and then going into Christianity in my young adult life and then becoming more spiritual in my later life, earlier days of my religious involvement was anything that is Satan or Satanist or Satanistic is evil and sinful and associated with all that is wrong, all that is evil in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand that Satanists aren't necessarily following the biblical side of Satan, even though it's calling out reference to that. The tenets that I've seen from the temple,
mm-hmm.
are great tenets.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily see evil, but I can guarantee you the majority of the religious friends that I have would,
sure.
jump on that bandwagon and just assume that it's all for naught and they're trying to sacrifice goats.
Okay. So prior to... I like that answer. I totally respect your perspective on that. But prior to, I suppose, learning what Satanism means to us, right? Because you said, yeah, it's through us that you maybe heard more about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say prior to that, you would have been in the camp of people who just
yes.
were immediate? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
100% yes.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Honestly, there was a period in my life where I would have thought the same thing because I didn't know any... Yeah, it's... Yeah. Okay, that's totally fair. So, I guess, Josh, you got anything?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'm just making sure. I
maybe need alcohol. I don't know.
I'm just giving everybody a chance to get their thing in. So, John, again, on the idea that we just discussed, that the idea of what's sinful, what's evil, can cast a broad umbrella and it's a matter of perspective. But in your words or in your perspective, if you're comfortable answering this, what do you think is the most sinful thing you've ever done?
I was helping someone move and broke a large piece of electronic equipment and never told them.
Okay, okay. Okay.
But, you know, the fact
that
I'm...
not asking you to help me move ever, John. you are now
exact. I'm okay with that.
You are now... No, you're going to be the only person moving my shit, and I'm watching you move it now.
That's funny. But, you know, given that as a, you know, a gay man, there's... people in the world that think that is my big sin,
mm-hmm.
you know, is that I want to be with another man. There's other people that want to see the drinking that I do is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Little white lies are a sin, or mm-hmm. if I'm not truthful on certain matters, or if I'm stealing from someone, or if I just, you know, that beer I took from you last year and didn't tell you about it, technically that was a sin, because I didn't, I'm pretty sure you told me I could have it.
No.
It's just Josh. No, I just shoots daggers across the table. Yeah.
What fucking beer did you take from me? Was I even home?
This is when I was watching your cats.
Oh, this was years ago.
Years ago.
Well, it's probably ex-wife, so fuck her.
Yeah, there you go. That all comes out.
But when I was younger, I used to steal money from people, like much younger, and I'd walk up to the White Hen and I'd buy candy and sweets and stuff my mouth and get fat, you know. I don't know if that's, I guarantee you that's sinful, all of that.
Sure.
That's a double sinful job.
Yeah. But, currently, what's the most sinful thing I do? I can't say I do it purposefully.
Okay. No, I totally respect that answer.
With that statement, do you think we've become numb as a society to sin and all that other things? Or is the concept of sin just kind of slowly, instead of being a very pointed dagger, it's kind of become rounded and less...
I don't think sin has become any less important than it was in the past. I think sin is still... But it's what those...
It's more acceptable by society.
And depending on which sin you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any sort of outline of which specific sins we're talking about, or just sin is a general statement?
But, John, that's why we have... We are trying to get your perspective on the show. I like the idea that you're asking the question because it does get to the perspective.
You bring certain lawyers into things. Sin is discharged.
You have basic sins like lying, cheating, raping, stealing. You know, these...
I would call those more evil, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, those are sins and those are evil in my perspective.
Gotcha, yeah.
There's many of those that I don't think anything has changed. But... Something has changed in Chicago and other cities around the United States.
So considering, I just saw a news article today about after Bill Cosby had just gotten out of jail, more women are coming up saying, he paid me off. Think about that. The right amount of money could silence someone for certain sins. Look at all the other shit we have going on.
I mean, that kind of stuff happens all the time.
Right, and it's been happening forever. And it's like...
Yeah, but I don't think that makes sin nowadays any more or less... prevalent in the news. I lost what I was going to
mention
on that because you interjected. Thanks.
I'm sorry, John.
And I'm out of coffee.
Uh-oh. You want more coffee?
Sure.
It's fucking coffee. Delicious. Dutch coffee.
Jason, can you repeat the question, please, so I can try to assimilate
coffee something. Up, John.
I know, I forgot where we are. But yeah, no,
it's Jason, fine. You want some coffee too?
Fuck it, yeah.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Dutch Coffee. Okay.
So, I mean, if there's a lot going on here, and I like it, yeah, because, John, I like the fact that you asked, okay, what are we talking about? There's a lot of different sins, right?
Right.
And I like your idea that, yes, things that are evil are in a certain perspective. You can look at anything that is evil as also a sin, but not everything that is a sin is necessarily evil.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like that distinction. You know, for what it's worth, the way I like to phrase that is sin is indulgence, but not necessarily evil. And indulgence itself can be either healthy or unhealthy. So, for instance, drinking. You can drink responsibly, or you can drink irresponsibly. That would be an example of a sin.
Mm.
But then, yeah, the kind of things you were talking about, lying, cheating, stealing, raping, killing, there's no good version of that.
Mm.
Well, and some of these things are even subject to context. Like, think of war. I don't like war, but is there such a thing as a justified killing in self-defense? Or if you're a soldier in war, right? Yeah, so these are all these things, but then I guess what I'm saying is I'm reflecting on the idea that you seem to bring up that it's a deeply philosophical subject, which is why we have this podcast.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, what episode is this?
Seven. This will be seven or eight, yeah.
That's exciting. And you've been doing this for how long?
Since October of last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's congrats on that.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah.
But it's not about us. It's about you. So you're our guest. Yeah.
I mean, I have a unique perspective on all of this, I think.
Yeah.
Just because of who I am as a person, my sexuality, how I was raised, where I'm at right now, what kind of responsibilities I have to take care of certain people under my wing,
mm-hmm.
and to do good wherever I can.
Of course.
I try to advocate for certain types of businesses and certain types of artists to help them to improve upon what they're doing, to make them more successful, to give them a place and a ground to do well at and succeed.
Sure. You help run markets and things like this,
mm-hmm.
and organize shows in the Chicagoland area. Is that a fair way to sum it up?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One of the artists that are in the large number of people who work with you or who you work with to help organize these markets. So for what it's worth, John, you're obviously very good at what you do, and I'll join the chorus of voices saying that we appreciate what you do. Yeah,
well, thank you.
As someone who attends these events, they're always a good time, good turnout, great mix and match of different vendors selling a lot of fun things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out and supporting him.
I always show up.
It's an interesting contrast. Like, I think almost anyone you talk to, and John, I appreciate your honesty when you were answering some of our questions, right? The ways in which some of your lifestyle choices, some of your drinking, whatever, right? Could, there are people in the world that would say, oh my gosh, that's a sinful thing, you're going to go to hell. And yet you just explained how you are going out into the world and trying to do good things for people. You come from a innate place of benevolence and compassion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
That is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting idea. It's something that Josh and I, again, it's not about us, but just to make the contrast, it's something that as Satanists we deal with an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
For the preconceptions we kind of talked about before, right?
Right.
There's a preconception around certain things. Josh, you got anything on this?
This Death Wish coffee is absolutely delicious.
This Death Wish coffee.
This is the total opposite of White Castle Burger Bites. John, did you ever indulge in one of those fucking pillows of shit?
No, not yet.
Consider yourself blessed. Get some?
No.
I cringe every time I see them at Jewel now. They're getting nationwide.
I will say their breakfast sandwich is the best of any fast food restaurant.
I'm scared to try White Castle breakfast.
And their slider's pretty good, whether you're drunk or not.
Yeah, I remember, like, I came home from a date one night. You were just sitting outside eating White Castles. Like, you want one? I'm like, yeah, I do.
They had the spicy pepper and the cheese.
Yeah, they were great, man.
Oh, no.
So good.
What the fuck?
You know, and that's the thing. When you get a real, legit White Castle, even the frozen ones are good.
Mm.
But the Burger Bites? Mm. No.
No.
Yeah.
You know, while
we're there's not going to be an episode where I don't complain about that shit.
It's fine. Is that a regular thing?
It's pretty much until I run out of steam on it completely.
Yeah, the most evil thing in the world, White Castle White Burger Castle Bites. Burger Bites.
So you mentioned indulgence. You know, overindulgence is a sin.
Yeah, and it's over. But indulgence in general, I would consider, some people would call a sin. Overindulgence, so, like irresponsible.
Is in your perspective, is someone that collects cards, for instance, is that sinful because they're hoarding all these cards and overindulging in a collection?
Well,
or is just being a collector non-indulgent?
I like how this has become you asking us the questions. Love it. No, okay, so I'll bounce this off of the conversation. I'll say, yes, as a collector of certain things myself, whether it's collecting or any other habit, does it come at the expense of the rest of the balance of your life? Right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so there you go. Could some people consider it sinful? Yes, fuck them, if you ask me.
Yep.
If you can keep it in check, and it's not damaging the rest of your life, and it's not coming at the rest of your happiness, health, and efficacy, I don't consider that a sin at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know I collect guitars. I mean, there's been times where I buy one, and I'm like, well, it's going to be ramen noodles for the next 3 weeks, but fucking worth it. I don't fucking give a shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, there's a difference between sort of changing your resources around to afford the things you want, and collecting things, hoarding things. I think we can all imagine where it tips and someone is in an unhealthy state of life because they've overspent or overindulged or overexerted, right? So, I don't know, John, like, you kind of asked the question, does that kind of answer what you're looking for? Like,
basically, and then you've got, you know, there's so many things you can overindulge in, and, you know, for your casual drug users, whether it's just something like pot, something
sex, drugs, rock and roll, yeah.
Something a little more heavy, like cocaine, or something like ecstasy, or heroin, or any of the other drugs that are out there. You know, I wouldn't see someone that's a pot smoker as doing evil, or even overindulging, even if they smoke too much that night, because you're just going to sleep it off and wake up the next day and be fine.
Yeah.
But then you get into the world of cocaine, where, yeah, if you're a casual cocaine user, you know, is that sinful or evil? I don't know.
I don't think so. All right, I'll be real. Like, I just recently did. I told you guys both. Now it's on the podcast. I was just recently partook of freebase cocaine. It's not a pattern. It's not a habit. The last time I did this was in my 20s. Was that sinful? Am I evil?
No.
Did it destroy the balance of my life? Do you guys fear that I'm going to wind up in a fucking rehab clinic at any point?
Look, Jason, I will call the D.A.R.E. program from 1994.
Maybe a little.
Do you think that's evil? Because you brought it up as an example. So, like, chronic pot smokers, but they can keep it together. It's not throwing off their life. Versus, say, me or someone like me or just a general person who it doesn't seem to make a dent in their lifestyle otherwise. And they partake of, say, a harder drug. Is that sinful any more or less than weed? Or is it just more dangerous?
From a perspective only talking about indulgence and overindulgence, and is this ruining any other part of your life? No, I don't think that's sinful. But taking every ounce of money and selling all your stuff to buy more of this freebase cocaine or whatever drug you're choosing, you know, and then not going into work and sacrificing your sleep and not going to the doctor when you get a weird thing growing on your arm, you know, you know, then that whole thing is sinful because you're letting it take over your life. But then you get into the realm of this person maybe have some sort of a predisposed mental issue.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have no choice because it triggered something that they have no control over at this point.
No, you're, is it's that a complex simple? Issue. Yeah,
yeah. It's it, none of this is easy. Thus, your podcast. But
yeah, yeah. No, I like your answer on that. No, that yeah, that is all an example of the kind of behavior that's not in check, for whatever reason, whether it's because bad decision making admixed with chemical imbalances in the brain or whatever. There's a difference between if you can partake responsibly of whatever, whether it's sex, drugs, rock and roll, or whatever vice, sinful thing in pop culture, you know, understanding. If you can keep it together in the rest of your life, I personally don't have a problem with it. But yes, to your point, there's many ways it can go wrong. Yeah. But are those things evil? I don't think they're evil. Right? They can lead to evil. Right? So someone who's cracked out or a little too tweaked out on this, that, or the other thing may go on to commit evil acts in order to continue getting to their overindulgent sin, but that's I don't think that the overuse of certain indulgences is itself evil, mm-hmm. in my opinion. What do you think, John?
I would tend to agree with that, only because you know, I know lots of pot smokers that do it very regularly and maintain normal family life, normal work life, and you know, they need it just to relax a little bit at the end of their day. And me, I might want to have a bourbon on the rocks to relax the end of the day, if I even have time for that. But
which is hilarious, because you've been on the one show where we are not drinking.
Yeah. I'm almost a little uncomfortable. It's like we're just sitting here with coffee. It's like
I totally agree with what you're saying, John. Yeah, there's a lot of people who can do so responsibly, and it just helps them get through the day, or it's not an impact on their life. Right.
I miss going to fucking Midway and being propositioned by I suck dick for crack money. Both male and female. That doesn't really... I don't go to Midway very often, but, you know, a few years ago.
You talking the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, like that stretch down 43 where it's just like people are just standing there looking to suck dick for crack money.
Yeah. See, that's like an example of the unhealthy
version. Yeah, like that's what you don't want to be. Like, you know, instead of the D.A.R.E. program in the 90s, yes, I'm foreshadowing at the next fucking episode. Instead of the D.A.R.E. program in the fucking 90s, you should have had the fucking, like, we're going to take a school field trip right down through fucking Midway. We're all going to get White Castle, because that White Castle right by Midway is delicious. You're all going to get a fucking Beeger for crack rocks. And then we're all going to go back to school and write an essay.
Oh, man.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Our next episode is going to be about some of this stuff. Yeah. All right. So, John, I really like a lot of your thinking on this, and I totally agree. It's sort of a deep subject, and hence our podcast here. All right. So, you mentioned, you know, your spirituality. Are you comfortable discussing your spirituality?
Sure.
So, we just talked a good bit in your words and ours about what is sin, what is evil, yada yada, and you and I were both raised, and I think a lot of, I think Josh, even this was true of you, like we were raised with a certain religious Christian Catholicism in play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we've shut it off or moved on from it in our own ways. So on this sense, do you think there is an afterlife? Do you think that there is a life beyond what we have now? Is step one of the question.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So in that afterlife, do you think that there is something like heaven and hell, that is to say, a cosmic force or being or deities that will say, well, you've lived a good life, and so here you go. You've lived a bad life, and so over here is where you go. Or you're somewhere in between, and so you're in purgatory. Do you buy into any of that in your own way?
Not really. All of this is guessing. Sure. Whether that's totally fair, follow the scripture of the Bible or you follow any other religion's words and written word, no one knows for sure what happens when lights go out for each one of us. Being more spiritual than ever, being someone that believes that God is in each one of us.
Ah, okay.
As opposed, you know, I think churches and congregations are a great thing. It's a thing of community that mm-hmm. fosters your own goodwill and your own nature.
Hell yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, I don't know that I follow everything exactly as it is in the Bible.
Okay, that's fair.
On that note, John, with God, you feeling that God is in all of us, do you feel that the quote-unquote devil is in everyone as well?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes. I think everyone has a slice of God and a slice of...
Just depends on how big your pie is.
Of the devil or Satan or whatever is the opposite force to that. And who says God is 100% good? You know?
Okay. There's a lot going on in there, but yeah.
But there's the almighty, you know, force of God that's in every one of us and hopefully driving you on a good path.
Okay.
But it's kind of like the angel and the devil that's sitting on your shoulder. Everyone's got a little of that angel and devil speaking to their, you know, their decisions. And for each of us, it's a different role of each one of those little things on your shoulders talking to you, whether it's a little bit of the good and a little bit of the bad.
Okay.
Or a lot of the bad and nothing of the good.
Okay. And by bad, you're talking more like
evil.
Sinful. Evil or overindulgent
mm-hmm.
type stuff. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you on that. Do you think that there's a recourse for that kind of, you know, let's just say the devil on your shoulder has led you most of your life, right, to evil doing or self-destructively or other destructively indulgence, right? Do you think that there's a recourse in the afterlife for that kind of human life? Or do you think that the only recourse is here on Earth with laws and institutions and things like this?
I would guess it's...
Like, is there a soul? And does it go somewhere? Or does something happen to you if you've led a shitty life?
Yeah, I believe there's a soul.
Okay.
And I would love to know that that soul gets a chance to make up for its wrongs. Okay. But I can't say for sure what really happens.
Totally fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got just one more little segment of sort of the closing question. So that's all I got for you. Josh, you got anything you want to throw in here?
I don't, this is weird. I don't, like, the interviews are always weird because it's like people I know. So it's kind of like, I can't be like, dude,
all right,
you know, like last night, did you have a great time? Like, dot, dot, dot.
I mean, that was a great time last night.
I know.
Yeah.
I figured you were going to have a good time. And I'm not going to say the hows and whys, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, John, one of the last things we do before we close out an episode is we run down what we call our cunt list.
Okay.
Odious, shitty people, both humorously and legitimately.
Okay.
Do you have anyone just off the top of your head that you would like to just sort of say, you know what, I don't like you or what you stand for in the world? That would be an example of what we would consider a cunt list inductee.
Ooh.
Right? So like Kanye West is a perennial...
Huge cunt.
Cunt list.
Bigger cunt every week.
To give you an example, right?
Yeah,
It can be pop culture,
It can be a personal cunt.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to name names, or you can just sort of characterize the person.
Oh, yeah, I know who's going to go on this list.
So if you go ahead and express it however you like, this is just, you know, this is what we like to do. It's sort of cathartic to vent out our cunt list at the end, yeah?
Yeah, the number one on my cunt list would be an ex-lover that I dated for 4 months and continues to harass me.
Okay.
How long after?
2 years later.
There you go.
2 years later.
Yeah, so that's... I would agree. Just by the standards that we have established for the cunt list inductees, that is a major fucking cunt.
Yeah. Ugh.
You want to vent some of
not really
cunt juice?
No, I don't need to
little cunt tea.
Well, let's characterize this. Is this like a wet sloppy cunt? Is this like a night tight dry small cunt? Like, how would you characterize this cunt if you were to characterize it?
So this cunt
is it dry?
Would
cracked?
Have
the pubes
stitch marks that are frayed. On all sides of said cunt.
Okay.
Does blue waffle come to mind?
There would be actually blue algae growing out of this.
Oh, okay. all right.
And wet and disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
is there an odor? Is it a stink? Is it a stench?
It's like the...
Is it cheesy? Is it fishy?
I would say a little cheesy and a little fishy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Like Asiago cheese and maybe salmon.
This is probably the most elaborated description of a cunt we've had on the show, so thank you for that, John.
Yeah. You're very, very welcome. The least I can do is talk about something I know nothing about.
So.
All right.
We're trying to help you along with the cunt thing. Can I also just say, now that the Pope is dead, the Pope is a cunt.
Oh, the former Pope?
Former Pope. Maybe it was former years ago, and now he's completely former.
Benedict, whatever the fuck.
Benedict, suck my fucking cock, you're a fucking cunt.
Yeah. Cunt. There we go. Just an opportunistic.
That's a good inductee. Cunt.
Yeah. We'll get more into him in a future episode, because we got more to say on that guy, but yeah.
Is it too soon?
No. It's not too soon.
Foreshadowing. Definite foreshadowing.
No, because the guy just keeled over dead.
Yeah.
Good on his death. All right, so let's bring this in. John, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thanks for not being a cunt.
Yeah, thanks for
my
being
pleasure.
A cunt and for giving
thanks
us
for the coffee.
Most
the Death Wish coffee.
Death Wish coffee.
So, in closing, do you have anything else? Do you have anything you want to pitch? Anything you want to say in closing about that our listeners might want to know about you?
Well, yes and no, but I have a question for you first.
Sure.
This is for both of you. What in 2023? Now we're starting with a fresh new year. We're just a day into it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're tracking this on January 2nd. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you both want to get out of this podcast in 2023?
More followers.
Yeah, of course, we're new. Just kind of onward and upward.
Sponsorship from Death Wish Coffee.
I've got a few angles. I don't want to say too much. Like, I've got a few irons in the fire on a few fronts to sort of level up this podcast in a few directions. It's too soon to say so much about it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely have ambitions. Yeah, I mean, that's my answer.
We're going to be, quote-unquote, on tour in April.
We may be on tour. We may... Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, so...
Quote-unquote.
Yeah, yeah, it's all very... It's too early to say.
Yeah.
So...
Is there anyone that you want to have on this?
Oh, yeah, we got a whole list.
Like, the one person that you're each most excited to talk to, if you can get them to agree to come
on the show. I think we were just talking about this before.
Yeah.
Lucian Greaves.
Yeah, that would probably be our big one.
Okay. Like, that would be a major pull if we can get him even for just 5 minutes.
Yeah. Sure. Vav is head of Illinois. We'd love to have him on.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, sort of figureheads and major players in our religion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Latinas. Like, just the bunch, they don't really have to know much. You just be cute and call me Poppy every now and then. Wow. I'd really appreciate that, because if a Latina calls you Poppy, that means they're claiming ownership.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Good to know, in case I ever run into a Latina.
Yeah. She starts calling you Poppy, send her my way.
What happens? No, I'm not going to ask that question. So
you get to find out what vagina is like, John.
No.
All right, moving
That's
on.
That's why you send Latinas aquí, por favor.
Está bien. Okay, so, guys, thanks for having me on this podcast.
Thanks for being here.
John,
I know it's a long trek for you to be here.
It's not too often for me to sit here and talk about any religious affiliation or spirituality or sins and evil. And this is such a controversial subject that could get backlash for admitting certain things, you know?
Sure.
You know, just because you're a sinner doesn't mean you're a bad person.
I like that, yeah.
And literally every person in the world is a sinner.
Sure.
Even if it was a mistake of a sinner. But then you get into that bigger question of what is sin, what is sinful, and who's the one deciding that that's sinful.
And here we are. Welcome to Perpetual Sin Podcast.
Well, yeah. And
yeah, yeah.
Brought to you by Death Wish Coffee.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's an interesting topic. And, you know, I wouldn't mind being on another podcast sometime and maybe just a different suite of questions or scenarios that we can really hammer out and ask the question, is this sinful?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's,
and who says it's sinful?
Yeah, no, John, you're 100%, and we'd love to have you back on. I mean, you've seen it before. You've made a guest appearance for like 5 seconds on a prior episode. We usually grab a subject and just explore the subject on the ins and the outs of the sin, the evil, the blah, 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 blah. This is more an interview thing. So yeah, for sure. We'd love to have you on whenever you're... I know we are all three of us in our own ways very busy people, so it's awesome that we can get the moons to align and track this episode. So thank you again. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. But with regard to the work that I do for artists in the Chicagoland area, I run a group called the Streets Arts Alliance, and the Alliance itself is a group of 300 to 350 Chicagoland artists, some of which are from southern Wisconsin or northwestern Indiana, that are some of the best handmakers and artists that, you know, I rally together to do shows at breweries all around the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
And last year I did 45 markets all across Chicagoland. And this year I've already got about 15 on the calendar and working with local breweries to do a lot more. Awesome. So,
is there any specific artists or breweries you want to give a shout out to? Any events coming up?
Not at the moment, but I have so many in the fires right now. I can go over that another time for sure.
Sure.
But if that sort of thing intrigues you, whether you're a shopper that likes to find stuff that's super unique and all handmade, you'll never find an MLM or direct sale vendor at one of my shows. You know, then give my group a follow. You can find me on Facebook, Streets Arts Alliance. That's a Z at the end of street and a Z at the end of arts. And then Alliance is spelled as normal. Or look up the Streets Arts Alliance on Eventbrite. And those are two great ways to give us a follow. And if you're at it, look up... I'll just leave it there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. No, so, and again, I think you mentioned it in there, you know, just to bring it back to the theme of the podcast. All of your events at this point are at breweries in the Chicagoland area.
Correct.
So for any listeners that are in the Chicagoland area or curious about it, come on out, check out a market, grab a beer or four. Mm-hmm. Right? It's never a bad time. Amen. Okay. All right, John, thank you again so much for coming on our podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure, and hopefully we'll have you on the podcast sometime soon.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, John. Cheers, champion.
Yeah. Well, again, folks, this has been the Perpetual Sin Podcast. I'm Jason.
I'm Josh.
I'm John.
Yeah, and please, live sinfully and live well.
Fuck God.
And he'll say.